3 hour trip. Now you do it in about 40, 45 minutes.
What were the roads like here in town then, though?
Well, we still had a lot of brick. Downtown was mostly all brick. In fact, the street that Steinberg is on downtown now has just been overlaid a few years ago, but it's still a brick base. The street cars were running up until about 30 Long was killed in, what, 34, 35?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, the last time I can remember riding a streetcar was to his funeral. And we caught the streetcar right on the corner by the house. I used to sit out there and watch the streetcars run. Now, I remember them taking up the tracks during World War II. That's when all the tracks were pulled up. I was going to Catholic High then and used Government Street to get downtown.
People loved Huey Long, didn't they?
Some did and some didn't.
Yeah. I rarely hear bad things about it. Anyway, the sort of buildings that you might have around the house, or did y'all have animals here? You remember any animals in town, seeing animals in town? You mean
large animals or, yeah, or small animals?
Well, just any kind.
Well, I can remember every grocery store had two or three cats, because everything, all the sugar and the beans and potatoes, everything came in bulk.
Tell me about that. How did things come packaged?
Sugar came in 100-pound sacks. All your dried beans and peas and everything else were, I think, was 60-pound sacks. Your lard came in a 5-gallon tin. Of course, you had your cheese, your daisies of cheese, and you know, about that 16-inch square, about hoop cheese. Yeah. We called it rat cheese. That was just a nickname around the store for it. It was the funniest thing, a lady looked at a ticket, she'd have rat down there, and she wondered what you were doing buying rat. It'd be the hardest thing to explain. But you would have a problem with rodents. And the only way to control rodents was with a cat. So I can always remember a mother cat with kittens around the store. This was just constant. You always kept a cat or two.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one of my chores I had when I was a kid, was bagging sugar and the beans and the peas and lard. Used to use old cardboard containers and put the lard in it. Oleo then, we had one section of the refrigerator for oleo. Now when I was a kid, we were still using that old Westinghouse that we had bought in 34, 35. But all oleo was white then. And
yeah, they wouldn't let them put
coloring in. And it was a mess because it wasn't packaged proper, and if you would squeeze one of the boxes too hard, you'd bust the coloring that you were supposed to put in and mix up, and it was always a mess to clean up. Sugar, especially during the war when sugar was rations, all you didn't drop a grain. Every bit went in that bag. And people would come in to buy a little 2-pound or a pound bag of sugar, and
you'd put it in a what?
In a paper bag, brown paper bag.
Okay. Was that ever used as a way to measure?
No, it was each one had to be measured on the scale.
Okay.
Because, as I said, sugar being rationed, people would come in and they'd buy a pound of sugar, and everybody had their own scales in. And
you mean they brought their own scales?
Well, some did. Some would go weigh it on your scale, but some people had scales at home. Yeah, that was in Tennessee.